Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now,
if you're not named Pasta or Martian, you only score on the power play.
Jesus
what
Christ.
What is going on?
Be curious, not judgmental.
What is happening over there?
Is that Tuca or Wiggy?
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Ba-boom! Ba-boom! Ba-boom!
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
Odyssey Station.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
Hi.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive.
With your host.
Greg, the host.
Sports hardo, Greg Hill.
I'm not allowed to say anything without running it by Curtis. He's the expert.
He's going to shut his mic.
He's the hockey expert.
You got
loves hockey. Yeah. Been talking about it for what, 7-8 years on the
show? Probably like 7-8 days.
You guys did a lot of hockey talk before, right? When Curtis was in charge?
Yeah, zero.
A lot of it.
Oh, holes everywhere. I mean, you got holes everywhere.
Oh, Tuca's horrible. Tuca, I'm defending you right now. Tune into the stream.
Oh, tomorrow morning, I'm going to talk about how awful Tuca was.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
I love apple pie, though. So I can't rock with you on that one.
You can't?
No, especially with warm, especially with ice cream on it when you put it in a microwave.
Oh, a la mode.
you like it a la mode?
Is that what it's called? A la mode?
Yes, that's what it's called. With ice cream, it's a la mode.
Love a la mode.
I do love things that are a la mode.
It's not a la mode.
A la mode, whatever.
Joined by
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
You're basing your opinion that they don't like Rask on what? If you're not basing it on what they say, what are you basing it on? Women's intuition or what are you basing it on?
I'm he, him, thank you. I'm basing that solely. they? Can you call me they? Let's get Maddie on.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
I don't care if you your boy preparing.
This show has disaster written all over it. Look who is behind the controls in the booth this morning. One Anthony Spaz Parziali.
I'm nervous.
Are you nervous?
My hands are shaking.
What is the over under on cluster F's on this morning's program from you?
Oh, I'll cluster F every single break. I'm you should see my hands. They're absolutely shaking.
Have you run a full show behind the board?
The weekend show.
No, this is the no. On the weekend they have Eamon running the board.
Oh, right.
So this is my first time on the board in what? 7 years?
Oh God.
Seven years.
What a disaster this is gonna be.
Can you see my fingers? I can't even.
That is not a big deal, Spaz. I had shaky fingers for years in the morning here.
Can you turn Curtis's mic up a little?
Yes, sir.
You've already cluster F. That's number one if you're keeping track.
I mean, just let it fly, man.
Well,
it's Friday.
For a while, you had Spaz on your big board.
I did have Spaz on my big board.
You know, this Wiggy had every co-host at number one on a big board at some point?
Yeah. Well, at least I had a big board.
Oh, good point, Wiggs.
Guy's a diplomat. He's a big diplomat.
He's just a huggable man.
Greg has a big board of one.
Yeah. And it rhymes with cocoa.
Well, welcome to your show. If you'd like to call, you'd like to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And speaking of the co-host, I think I'm going to shut the Twitch chat off right now. I can't take it anymore with these Twitch people. The co-host thing is out of my control. I'm throwing my hands up. I have zero control over it anymore. I don't know what to say about it. I got people emailing me about you can't do this when it comes to what you're doing on social media, and you can't. I got people texting me about don't say this and don't do. I'm throwing my hands up.
Don't say what though?
Is it possible for me to withdraw myself from the co-host search? Can I no longer be a part of it, Curtis? And we can delegate it to somebody else.
Yeah, you can pull a Buttigieg, bow out before the get to Iowa.
Yeah.
You can't complain about it.
What do you mean I can't complain
That's
about
like
it?
You,
what? Go ahead. Tell me now. Tell me. Go ahead.
You're the one who's...
Here's Winky trying to curry favor as he does every second.
I'm not trying to curry favor.
Greg has to have curry for lunch.
Curtis, is he not the one that is heading up the co-host charge?
Since you know everything...
No, he's Mary Lou.
If I were heading up the co-host search, why would we not have a co-host right now?
Well, that's
why don't
you, on
why
you.
Why don't you answer that question? Because you know everything about the inner workings of life.
You tell me. Tell me what's going on.
If I were
you're the Charlie Baker, the co-host, so you can't sit here and complain about
it. If I were heading up the co-host search,
right,
and it was up to only me,
yep.
Why would we not have a co-host right now? Why would we not have a co-host 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. You got to tell me why.
I told you 47,000. I just told you 5 seconds ago. I got people texting me, emailing me, calling me, telling me don't do this, don't do that. I've had it. I can't do it anymore.
Well, listen, you're the Charlie, but you are.
I can't do it anymore.
You allowed this behavior to go on.
I did? From whom?
It's like you shut down all the restaurants. Keep moving the dates to open them up.
Who did I allow this behavior from?
You're the one head. You're the head of this show, right? You're the governor of the Greg Hill show.
Dictator of the show.
Right. You shut down the restaurants, and now you don't want to open them because you keep moving the dates because you got a whole bunch of other stuff going on.
I think I may just put three names into a hat and let Spaz pick it at the end of the show today. And then all the abuse can be heaped upon him. But what do you think of that idea, Curtis?
One issue with that is you can't put the same three names in the hat.
No, you can't do that.
All right.
Shoot, you figured that out.
By the way, Greg, yes. If you ever are feeling good about yourself, you can do two things to make you more grounded. Turn on the Twitch chat or go on Twitter. Those are the two things absolutely make you hate yourself. You will realize flaws you didn't even know you had.
That's okay.
Just say you're going to the border.
She hasn't been to Europe either.
Boy, if you'd like to trigger the vice president, just ask her if she's going to go to the border anytime soon. She gets very upset by those questions, does she not? All right. Well, it's a Friday, and if you'd like to be on this morning, 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. I got that out of the way two times, I think. You can stream this program at weei.com or on the Odyssey app, which is brand new. If you have yet to download the Odyssey app, do so today, and then you can take this show and this radio station wherever you go. And as Curtis mentioned, you can not only watch this program on Twitch, but if you would like to be verbally assaulted, you can participate in the Twitch chat throughout the morning on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Who is handling trending this morning, Curtis? Is it you or is it Spaz?
I was told by Ken Laird to hop on the trend train. He's been disappointed by the Spaz performance, but he's not here, so maybe we can alternate and get to decide who should be doing it. Because
Spaz
of the show.
Did it on Gresham Keefe.
He did it on OMF yesterday.
Yeah, I heard you on OMF yesterday. You sounded good.
Yeah, that's a blatant lie.
I did.
Thank you.
I did.
I love you.
It's like telling a fat person, like, I look like you've lost a few pounds.
What's up? Your cholesterol.
Curtis, why don't you you can handle the first trending, and then maybe we'll give Spaz a shot.
I love it.
At 7:10 or whatever.
Wait, I got to hit the button and read at the same time.
Yes, that's what
I don't know
do.
If that's possible.
That's what you have to do. All right. Coming up, we will get to today's leads in about 10 minutes. the dumbest of the day at around 7:30, and your chance to win $1,000 cash in our typical national radio cash contest at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 on this morning's show. But right now, here is Numbnuts and what is trending this morning.
The best off-season Patriots coverage can be found here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Trending Now is brought to you by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We could all use a little extra money. Find Mass Money is a free service of the state treasurer's office with over $3 billion worth of unclaimed property. Find yours at findmassmoney.com.
Well, this is going well. Go ahead, yes.
I had one hiccup.
Hey, it's better than what I would have done. They'd be pulling money.
Oh, God. Let's get back to Wiggy talking about the maternal and the mothering.
That's all right. Hey, listen, don't throw stones when you live in a glass house, bro.
last night, the Red Sox beat the Astros 12-8, but the big story was Brittany Baldy and Ken Laird taking selfies together, eating French Fenway Franks and dancing it up in the aisleway. And we had a streaker at Fenway Park.
Let's
hear Joe Castig and Will Fleming do the play-by-play.
Blocked that with some part of his body to keep it in front. And it's 0-1. We got a streaker being chased by security. This is dangerous. He's going towards Paredes. He's got to come down. He does. That was really kind of scary. He got way too close to the players.
Great open field tackle.
That was. I mean, that guy should never be allowed in Fenway Park ever again.
Yeah, he'll spend the night in jail for sure. Already got the cuffs.
He ripped his shirt off, was waving it high above his head. That's just a joke. He should be banned.
Probably did it on a dare, and he's well-oiled. Moronic move.
But he was within, don't you think, a foot of Paredes, who was just kind of standing between the mound and the plate.
Sanders had his fifth three-hit game of this season. He has four. He has two four-hit games in his career.
Just
last
right
one,
into back to the play-by-play.
July of 19 at Colorado.
That was unbelievable. They're literally discussing this guy being sent to jail, and Castig had to get in his box score tonight. But
3-2 on the count right now.
Should never be allowed in Fenway Park ever again.
Did they check his balls for sticky stuff?
They did.
Spaz, where's the rim shot?
Oh, wait. Rashad, you think I'm going to find that? Hell, dog.
Right,
I don't even
now.
Know how to use the equipment in here.
You need that Pro Tools. It's old.
Wait. Ching.
How is it only 6'11"? The Red Sox open up a four-game series tonight, hosting the Toronto Blue Jays at Fenway. First pitch at 7:10. Garrett Richards takes the bump for the Sox. The Red Sox begin their pregame coverage at 6:10 on the Shaw Star Market Red Sox Radio Network tonight with Mutt. A little NBA news last night. We had the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets 86-83.
That was a great game.
Great game. Durant missed a three to tie it as seconds of the game wound down. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn leads.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Series 2-1, and the Utah Jazz, despite blowing a 20-some-odd point lead, hold on to beat the Clippers 117-111. They lead the series 2-0. And that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Coming up, we will get to today's leads, but first, this is Mark from Worcester. Hello, Mark.
Hillman, please tell me that Ken didn't run out on the show like Spaz ran out on his family.
Oh, that's the first Spaz ran out on his family joke of the morning, and it's been a long time. Ken has a scheduled day or two off. I believe he's going to visit his mother.
Yep.
However, he was at Fenway Park last night, and he was apparently there with Brittany, which, I mean, is that appropriate? Or how is Mego how is Mego going to feel about Ken double-dipping with another co-host candidate?
Not good. And speaking about running off on his family, I mean, I saw Ken in Brittany Baldy's house last night post-game in a hot tub. Very strange. But they were at Fenway. I mean, Ken is such a unique guy in that he's like perfect. He is so straight edge. He doesn't really do anything exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So going to the Red Sox game was like this huge, he was like, I'm going with my buddy Sully. I'm going to have lots of beers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a blast.
By lots, he means two and a half.
Right. One O'Doul's and one Bud Light.
Well, Brittany pulled herself out, so.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She pulled herself out.
She's got a lot of stuff going on.
I would suggest that if the job were coming her way, she would pull herself right back in, but that's just me. I have no idea.
Well, it's still wide open. It's fluid, the cold.
It's fluid, yeah. It's fluid. All right. Well, for those who may not know Spaz, Spaz was the producer on my old show at WAAF for how many years?
15.
15.
Wow.
15 and years. Then he demanded a massive raise, and the company said no.
Okay.
And so Spaz said, fine, I'm leaving.
All right.
And that was 7 years ago, and he's been trying to get back into radio ever since.
Now I'm making $13.50 an hour, baby.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I love it. Listen, the minimum wage is going up in a year, right? Doesn't it go up every year for the next few years?
Yeah.
So I'll be at $15 an hour in 2 years, baby.
Yeah.
Can you explain to those that might not know what the running out on his family thing is?
Yes, Spaz disappeared on his first family. He's one of those. He's one of those people.
Nariam's still in my life on Sundays.
His son, he had a lot of stuff to do.
Oh my God, there's so much stuff to unpack with Spaz. We could the whole show could be informing the listeners of WEEI every little nuance of Spaz's life. But he named his first son Nariam.
Nariam.
Uh-huh. And what? The reason that he named him Nariam is because it is Marian backwards. And Marian was Nariam's grandmother's name.
Uh-huh.
However, if you actually look into the spelling, it is it's misspelled.
Noiram.
It would be the actual name would be Noiram if you did it the right way.
Okay.
So
we call him Tom.
So we got a nugget of Spaz every hour.
What one of his life nuggets?
Because I've only worked with Spaz.
Well,
maybe once.
You've only worked with him once?
Yeah, time he came in. So, learning, getting, Spaz nuggets every hour.
What do you mean, bro? I'm here every freaking Tuesday and Thursday.
No. Where we're actually on air together. So I'm learning this stuff about him.
Yeah. By the way, was this a copycat move by Spaz because Nomar is Ramon backwards?
I think it was. Yeah, I think it was. Well, we used to do a segment on the old show about Spaz's life, and it was called The Stink of Life. That was the name. That was the name of the segment. So.
7 years later, it gets worse as you get older.
Does it?
Oh, my God.
What's worse about it?
What do you mean? What's worse? Try being a reverse millionaire. You know how much debt? I have so much debt. I have IRS debt. I have bank debt. I have personal debt. You name it. I have debt.
Biden's going to take care of it for you. You got nothing to worry about.
I hope so. Please, Joe, take care of me.
Are you, you're not $1 million in debt, are you?
Well, not anymore, but I was.
Not anymore.
Easily. I still owe a lot of debt. I just got a judgment against me. I was supposed to be in, Virginia. But how am I going to get to Virginia to get in a $60,000 judgment? I'm like,
well, tell the government, as long as you owe them, they'll never go broke.
Listen, my wages are going to get garnished here. Already, I told the lady Melissa, I'm like, hey, just so you know, the IRS is going to start garnishing my wages.
I am fascinated by this. Wait.
Do the 2 years.
How did this all begin, Spaz? Where did you first start down the path of debt?
I was born. Here's the honest truth, and Greg will tell you this, right? If you take on more debt than profit, you become insolvent. Is that how it goes, Greg? Is it easy like that?
Yeah, that's about how it works.
If you're paying 20-30% in interest, but you're only profiting 10%, you're dead.
So he started a trash pickup business.
Okay.
You know, one of those businesses that comes and picks up your junk out of your house?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep. It's very good Americans that do that work.
It was called Take Junk. I think it's still in business, right?
Oh, it's still there on one tire. Yes, sir.
By the way, every day, or at least once a week, we get a text on 495 saying one of Spaz's trucks is broken down. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, no.
Antifreeze yesterday.
It happens every day.
I mean, it seems like a pretty good business, though, that remove your junk.
Well, for some it is, yeah.
Where do you think you went wrong on that? Is it the advertising?
That's where you went wrong. If Greg was running the business, it had been great. You have me.
Yeah. What happened is that we went into a pandemic when everyone was stuck at home and wanted to get all their junk removed from their homes, and somehow Spaz's junk removal business failed during a pandemic.
The guy from Isuzu, who I owe money to, he said, "I find it hard to believe that you can't make money right now because all junk removal companies are thriving and you're the only one not making a payment."
That's it. That's the problem.
Now, how does it work when they garnish your wages? I've heard that ad. I've never known that actually happens. So the IRS knows your social, so they contact your employer?
This is how it works.
Knows everything.
I'll tell you,
Curtis. Let me just explain this quick. If Spaz were running Pfizer and they had the only vaccine, they would have been in the red. Okay, that's how to explain it.
Here's the best. The IRS sent me a letter to garnish my own wages because I'm the owner of Take Chunk, and I got the letter and said, "You have to start garnishing Anthony Pazziali's wages." I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
Okay,
no problem. Don't hold your breath. All right.
Listen, I'd be in massive debt if not for my dad. So no judgment from me.
In the Twitch chat, New Hampshire ski guy says, "At what point are we going to tell Wiggy about Spaz's wife sleeping with the New England Patriot?"
We'll do. So that. I know that one.
We'll do that at 7.
Zoe?
Yes. No, she's not old, bro.
No.
What
time do you want to do that?
Rohan Davey?
We'll have Curtis guess which
one. He's actually
it is.
Still playing.
He's not. No,
he
he's
is
not.
Playing in the Spring Football League.
The Spring Football League?
Yeah.
What, do you watch that after you watch women's softball World Series games?
I actually do watch it. Spring Football League. He's still playing. Johnny Manziel playing it, and he's actually still. I just watched him play the other night.
I mean, honestly, if your wife sleeps with a Patriot and then you're still a fan of the team, you are a hard out. You're a diehard, as Derek the Steelers fan.
Well, you know what? At that time, it's pretty impressive.
Was it Tebow?
He's actually better than Tebow.
Yeah, he was better than Tim Tebow.
He's a pretty high draft pick, too.
Oh, my God. You're right, Wiggy. He's playing 7-on-7.
What is the deal with Tim Tebow? Is he actually going to sniff the field?
No, this is all. I don't know what this is.
You think it's a publicity
stunt? He's got pictures of Urban Meyer doing something to a goat. Oh,
isn't it that if he plays 3 games, he gets his full pension from the NFL?
Yeah.
So isn't that what it's all about?
I'm not really sure. Well, you got to make the active roster to do that. And there's no way you're going to. There's no way that you can legit. I think this is the biggest farce, the biggest joke ever. There's no way you can have a guy who hasn't played football in like 7 years come back and play a position he never played and then realistically make a team over guys that have been playing the position that are probably much better. And this is the biggest joke ever. The fact that he even got a chance is a joke.
Why does that bother people? I really don't get it.
Because the guy's been out of football for 8 years.
Okay, the Patriots had Flutie drop kicking.
Yeah, but that's like a stupid gimmick in a game, right?
Right, a gimmick.
Chad Johnson in a game, but this is actually, you know, he took a spot that maybe somebody, he took a spot, not maybe, that somebody else deserves. That could have a realistic shot of making the team. If Tebow makes the team, I mean, Urban Meyer's already. So you think people in that locker room look at Tim Tebow and go, like, oh, he's our teammate? Really?
Are the Jaguars a business, Wiggy?
Yeah, they're a business.
Okay, what's the goal of a business?
The goal of a business is to be successful.
To make money. That's it.
Curtis is talking about they can make money with jerseys, right. And they get some interest. And,
look at all the look at all the media coverage they got.
I don't know if Tim Tebow's jersey is selling like that.
In Jacksonville? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
What are you saying? The God squatters want that jersey, Curtis?
Yep. Yeah. If you wear a Tebow jersey, you're getting lucky.
He won't make it.
Can you define getting lucky for a Christian, for a very Christian person? What is the definition of that?
You stumble upon a Chick-fil-A that's open on Sunday.
Right.
Oh, by the way, also, we've got, speaking of triggered people, as I was at the start of the show this morning. We have to get to Triggered Curtis based on the photos that have been sent your way on social media of late, of the, over the last 24 hours. Can we do that at some point this morning
also? A kick in the nuts every 5 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Well, at least those nuts are numb.
This is,
well done,
this is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's going on?
Hey, I just want to say, Spaz, Greg, I didn't really listen to you before.
Yes.
And I want to say, Spaz, I'm a fan. I don't know how you guys don't incorporate this guy more into the show. I think you're hilarious. I think maybe you came in and you have to, like settle all the current people before the Spaz takeover, but I'm on board.
Settle. I'm with Chris. I'm a Spaz fan, too.
Yeah,
Spaz was on my big board.
He was on your big board. You're one of your 12 big boards that you did to try to please every co-host.
Well, if the co-host search didn't take 6 years, I wouldn't have so many big boards.
This is Dave in the truck. Good morning, Dave.
Gregory, sir. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Same to you. It's actually Saturday. It's actually Saturday, Junior. But good morning,
Gregory. You know I've been listening to you for a very, very, very long time.
Yes, I appreciate that.
I'm one of Spaz's biggest fans. Mm-hmm. The guy's unbelievable. Listen, all you got to do, Greg, sometime today, just make the announcement. Make the announcement, and here's the new co-host.
And have it be Spaz.
Have it both. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now your ratings were unbelievable.
Oh, through the roof.
Through the roof.
Through the roof. Ratings through the roof.
I got debt to pay off. I'm cheap.
We'll just tell Ken not to come back. What do
you, I think you need someone to run the board. I'm going to blow this thing up.
All right.
Don't do this to me.
Spaz is here today, and let's get to what is trending. Or no, I'm sorry. Let's get to the leads this morning.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I have absolutely no idea on this lead. Who is that artist and what is the song?
So Laird set this up. It's Frankenstein.
Frankenstein by whom?
Eddie.
Oh, no, it's not by Eddie.
Edgar.
And Edgar Winter Group.
Winter.
The Edgar Winter Group is who that is. Oh, yeah.
Spaz should have did his own song.
He doesn't know how to do that. He doesn't know how to work any of the equipment here.
No, but he could have got his own, guitar riff and said, all right,
riff, not riff.
Riff.
Yeah.
Riff.
All right. Guitar riff.
He could have did that.
Yeah.
Could have got a slash or something, maybe.
That's what happens when you bring a new guy into the band who's also a guitarist. You have a guitar riff.
Riff, okay.
This is a riff.
Riff.
No T.
There
no
was
T.
a guitar riff between Guerrero and Belichick.
All right. The leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru Summer, which is going on right now. It's your chance to hit the road in a brand new 2021 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Spaz, do you have a lead this morning?
I actually do have a lead. Okay. I wasn't sure you were going to kick it to me, but I'm going to start out with Cam Newton, if that's all right.
Oh, wow.
And nicknames.
Okay.
When you suck, you don't get to give someone a nickname. So when you are awful, when you've put up as many touchdowns as a normal quarterback does in two games in an entire season, you do not get to call anybody anything. If I were Mac Jones, I'd have turned him and say, "Oh, great, I got a nickname for you. Benched. Nickname for you. Traded. Nickname for you. Shut up. You suck. They picked me 15th. They're gonna pay me big cash. You're out." Could you imagine? Just think about. It's like my nickname is Spaz, and some callers called up and did it, and it was garbage until Greg solidified it. Greg is a radio god, so when Greg passes it down and says, "Your name is Douche," that's it. You're Douche for the rest of your life. You're Spaz. That's it. But when Cam Newton comes off a terrible season, and he's not even playing right now because he's hurt or practicing, you don't get to give anyone a nickname. No way. Absolutely. It's like if Stiz tried to give me one, man. Get out of here, bro. You're on the phones. I'm on the board.
Wait a second. Isn't Stiz your boss, though?
Stiz is my boss. I love Stanley, so I don't care. Just trying to use an example of the hierarchy. Cam Newton does not get to pass out nicknames.
Okay. Mac and cheese.
Okay. I mean, Mac Jones probably appreciates the fact that it's a food-related nickname. I mean,
well, isn't it always cool to get a nickname? And that means, like, you know, they look at you than more than just a moron or a nerd or a geek. Like, you're cool, eh? You got a nickname.
Yeah. All right.
That's been good. I mean, he calls me Mac and Cheese, so I got my nickname.
Mac and Cheese.
All right, Mac and Cheese. That's his nickname.
He could have been Black Mac and Cheese.
Thank you, Spaz. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Just a quick note here. My nickname in high school was Lumpy. So,
yeah, that's a weak nickname.
Not a great nickname. Yeah. But anyway, yesterday, Keyshawn Johnson, close friend and confidant of Bill Belichick, said something that will make Wiggy very happy.
Nobody mentioned the New England Patriots, and I don't know why. Why do you not mention the greatest modern-day head coach, mind you, went out in free agency, spent a boatload of money, something they never done before. They got Nelson Aguilar. Kendrick Bourne came over from the Niners. They traded back for Trent Brown from the Raiders. He had the best seasons that got him paid to Oakland at the time from New England. And on top of that, Cam Newton. He's as healthy as ever. When you look at him prior to COVID, his numbers were way better than they were before. I mean, after COVID. So when you start to think about that, man, how could y'all leave out New England? I don't get it.
He says that outside of the Kansas City Chiefs, the New England Patriots are the second favorite to win the AFC this year because of the additions on offense. He later said Matt Patricia is going to help the defense and that Cam was great before he got COVID, which is obviously not true. But Wiggy, happy Friday. Keyshawn Johnson is joining your train.
Well, they're up there. I'd say they're top five in the AFC now with all their additions.
Who else you have in there?
I would have, obviously, Kansas City's number one, Buffalo, Tennessee. You got to put Tennessee up there, and I'd put New England right up in there with those teams. And when you look at Baltimore, I mean, we never know what Baltimore's going to be with Lamar Jackson. Cleveland is hit or miss. The Colts got a new quarterback in Carson Wentz. Who knows how he pans out? So, you know, when you think about the Patriots, are they not one of the top five teams in the AFC right now? I mean, we know who number one is, and probably number two, I would say Buffalo. Most people would have
probably,
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but three, four, and five, I think you could throw New England right in the mix there.
And what about Miami? Like, is Tua just not going to
be I don't know. I mean, anything? Like, but that's my point. So, Tua, we don't know what Tua could be. So, with all the additions that New England has made, it's all going to come down to a lot of these teams. Miami, the Colts, even the Patriots, the performance of the quarterback. But the other moves that New England has made as far as defensively, offensively, they have enough talent to be right in the mix for that third, fourth, or fifth spot.
All right, Curtis, thank you very much. Wiggy, you got to lead this morning.
Yes, I do. And I'm going to ask this question. I was thinking about this last night. I was watching a little bit of the Brooklyn game, and this popped into my mind. Have we seen the ceiling for this Boston Bruins team?
The ceiling?
Yes.
You mean the ceiling has just passed?
Yeah.
We're now headed toward...
This is it.
Are we going toward a rebuild?
I'm thinking more of a retool, right? So we did it with the Patriots, and we kind of said, you know what? Bill wanted to move on from Brady. I asked the question, your core, Berge, Marchand, Krejci, throw Tuukka in there, the guys that were here for the Stanley Cup that they won back in 2010 and 11, 35, 35, 34, 33. So I asked the question, is it now time to realistically look and go, okay, we've seen all that we're going to see from this Bruins core and what this team is. Is it now time to say we have to retool this roster to kind of change what this core looks like moving forward to get back to winning another Stanley Cup?
Make changes when it comes to that core that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because the Celtics did it with the big three. You know, there was still that little bit of hope where I remember at the big three was like, wait a second, we don't have to necessarily move on from them. But people were like, all right, well, maybe this is as far as they can go. You think about what this core has done, three Stanley Cup appearances, only one championship, and that championship was over a decade ago. Where do you go from here? You got bounced from the second round again. Where are you going? When you look at this window, everybody says you have this small window, but how do we now open the window to be even greater? And maybe that might be a time for a retool. You can get a lot of assets for some of those guys. I mean, obviously, Krejci and Tuukka are free agents, but Marchand and Berge, maybe you can get some pieces because Pasta, we know, is still young.
Mm-hmm.
And if you re-sign, if you re-sign Taylor Hall, he's another young player.
I mean, is Patrice Bergeron not a player who is theoretically untradeable? I mean, I understand that you know, everybody is expendable, but isn't that a guy that has given you everything and that?
But isn't it about winning
that you want to see retire wearing your jersey?
Well, we wanted that with Brady, but if they feel like this guy can't get us to that over that hump to winning a championship, you were willing to move on from Jason Tatum because you felt like he couldn't get it done, and he's 22 years old.
Yeah.
So you have to look realistically at this core and go, have we seen everything from him? Is it now time to retool this core as we know it?
Wow. All right. Excellent lead this morning, Wiggy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
In Exeter, New Hampshire, I want to know what you think about this. Parents in Exeter, New Hampshire are upset because some of the teenagers who attended the prom last week who were unvaccinated had numbers written on their hands to identify them to others and to signify that they were required to dance in a special area for the unvaccinated. Wiggy.
My kid went through it, so go ahead.
Your kid went through this? Okay. Mm-hmm. This is State Representative Melissa Litchfield of New Hampshire.
Underclassmen went around and they took down the numbers of the children that were on the dance floor approximately every three songs. Again, this is what I'm being told by parents. I was not there, that they had taken down their numbers and that this was for contact tracing.
So how do you feel about that? We are, I guess, in some cases now we are marking those who are unvaccinated to identify them so that they can be kept apart from the vaccinated.
I think it's stupid. My kid went through it because he just went to the prom. What is this? Tuesday he went.
Yeah.
And they weren't going to let him in because he hadn't been vaccinated.
They weren't going to let him into the prom?
Yeah. And I don't know if they like sent emails as far as like telling kids in order to go, you had to be vaccinated.
Yeah. Because you missed the emails.
Well, there were a lot of kids who missed the email.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were a lot of kids who missed
it. Spam folder. Damn it.
You know, you're talking about teenagers in high school. Really? You think they're checking emails? So there were a lot of kids.
What? Kids don't check their email?
Bruh, you think an 18-year-old is checking his email?
Yeah, that's it's on your phone. I don't know.
Wow. Man, you were a nerd. I can see why they call. What'd they call you in high school? Lumpy? I can see why.
You're a nerd if you read your email?
Bruh, they're checking TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram. They ain't checking emails, especially school emails.
Don't you find out if you got into college via email these days?
It doesn't seem right to me that you are marking people. And identifying them as somebody who chose not to get a vaccine.
Well, the fact that you're even saying in order to go or you are mocking people, you got to be vaccinated. Aren't the ones, if you go to the prom, the people who are vaccinated protected?
Yes, they are. So we've been saying this all along.
Right. So there are a group of kids who weren't vaccinated. They weren't going to let them in. But, you know,
you don't know in the case of any of those kids who haven't been vaccinated, whether or not they already had COVID.
Right.
And, you know, thanks to Fauci's emails, we know that the suggestion is that if you've had COVID, you have the antibodies and you're immune essentially for well over the period of time that he was sharing with people. It's probably well over a year, maybe many years, that one is protected with the antibodies.
And isn't there a law out there that says you shouldn't be asking people about their medical health?
You got HIPAA.
Right, so you can't. You think these kids are going to go on the honor system, go, all right, yeah, I've been vaccinated, or I haven't been vaccinated, or a teacher goes, well, let me see your vaccination card. You can't do that.
So did your son get into the
prom? Yeah, they got into the prom.
Okay, did you march down there and take care of the situation?
No, I did. Okay. I didn't find out till the next day. I was like, really? They vaccinate? Asking if you're vaccinated?
All right. Well, those are this morning's leads. More on all of them later. Quick reminder that you can stream this show at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app. So download the Odyssey app and you can take this radio station wherever you go this weekend.
I need you to do the sponsor for the lead, Hill Dog. Sorry, I didn't. Subaru.
I did the sponsor
did
for
you?
The lead, you dope.
All right, I apologize.
What
is
wrong
cluster
with
F number one? You're,
no, it's not cluster F number one. It's cluster F number two.
Two? I'm
you
sorry.
You just completely ruined the entire flow of the show.
I apologize.
We were smack dab in the middle of the most amazing wet dream ever, and you burst into the room and told Emily Ratajkowski that her
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Her husband was there to pick her up.
I'm sorry.
God, you ruined everything.
What's the over and under on cluster bleeps?
Cluster Fs?
Should we set
over
a number?
Under is probably seven. I'm going to say the over under is seven cluster Fs on the show.
10.
By Spaz behind the board this morning. We'll be right back.
Now, it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Well, Ken Laird, the Laird man, as he refers to himself, is off today and also off on Monday, Curtis. Is that correct?
The Ken man will be back Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
taking it over.
So Spaz, who used to produce the old show on WAAF, is producing this show this morning. And we're one cluster F into it and not even an hour gone by yet. So
it's a
we'll
tough
see.
Job.
It really isn't. I mean, it's
a wicked tough job, Hildon.
It's okay. I mean, you realize that there are people that are listening right now who are walking across a steel girder, multiple stories in the sky, and you're calling pushing a bunch of buttons difficult. You realize that there's a man or a woman listening right now who's about to go operate on the heart of a human being in order to save their lives. And you're calling what you're doing difficult back there?
No pressure in hot surgery whatsoever. All you have to do is talk to one person and say your husband didn't make it. I have a million people listening right now. 1 million plus listening. And when I mess up, everyone knows about it. I dies, you go to his wife, sorry he didn't make it. What happened? He just didn't make it.
Okay, that's all
it is. Sorry. I can kind of see where you're going with that one, though. You
what a nice pressure. Bedside manner you
you're
have.
Really not lying. You are. There's a lot of people listening to your effa.
That's it. There's
by
a
the
lot
way,
of people.
On the heart transplant stories, mm-hmm. Did you see Greg Olson, former NFL tight end, all pro with the Carolina Panthers?
Mm-hmm.
His son had a heart transplant. And less than a week after, he's walking around in like, I don't know, fine is the right word, but
yeah.
Like,
no,
it's
amazing.
I think he found the heart. That's why. Is what I think you're talking about. There's a pretty cool story. The Greg Olson one, double check it. I think they finally found the hot donor for his son, and that's why he was so excited with his two siblings.
No, they did the transplant a week ago.
Did they?
Yeah, they did it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the story. Okay, I didn't
check
know.
Check your email.
All right.
Can I just say nothing's changed? You've replaced, so it's just Wiggy and somebody else fighting? Or it used to be LB and someone saying, no, LB, this is what happened.
Yes.
100%. Yes,
no, it's a great story, though.
It is.
I'm glad you brought that up.
This is Todd from Cambridge. Hey, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys. Spaz, absolutely love you. I actually checked out your company online at Yelp there. I didn't know it was possible to get one star or even less than that. But anyways.
Go ahead, Todd. Did Todd hang up on himself? Was that it?
That wasn't on me. That's not a cluster up there. Okay. That guy's phone crapped out.
Okay. All right. This is Bill from Lynn. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Bill?
Hey, Spaz, I love you, dude, but I'm going to have to give you one this morning.
Go ahead.
All right, so I think maybe the reason why, with this Patriots revelation, I think you should change your cleaning company to have more success to maybe cuckold cleaners.
Oh, that was funny.
I suggest everybody just stay a W-2 employee. That's my best advice to anybody. Don't go into business. It's a lot easier to just show up at work, clock in, and clock out.
All right.
Plain and simple. You get
no entrepreneurial skills.
Nope. It's just work.
Too much pressure? Is that what it is?
It's all the time. You could be... It doesn't matter where you are. You could be in Florida and you have to deal with a blown tire up in Massachusetts. And you don't get paid all the time. Everybody else gets paid. You don't get paid. You get in a ton of debt. Your life sucks. Your wife hates you. Your father-in-law calls you a piece of ass. The mother. Everybody hates you. Just work for a company. That's all I would say. You have no idea how difficult it is to start a business and employ people. And the people that bitch about being employed, you're wrong. Because I used to bitch. If David Field, Copperfield Field, whatever his name is, I don't care. If he were here, I would get down on my knees and I would say, bro, I am so sorry. I was completely wrong. Thank you so much for creating millions of jobs for people.
Imagine if Bezos got that advice.
But people should praise Jeff Bezos. I looked into Amazon. If Greg didn't get me a job here, I was going to go work at Amazon.
No, I'm saying with your advice of saying don't be an entrepreneur, just...
Would you be making more at Amazon than you are here right
now? Yes, yes. You start out at $17 an hour, and if you work there, if you show up to work for 6 months, you move up to 20.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, that's not bad. Well, then you get the bonus from the state for getting a new job. That's $1,200.
That's a great. I'm going to get a bonus. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, you're going to get a bonus.
How do I claim that? Find cash money or?
I think it's fine.
I think they Venmo it to you.
Cash money.
This is Chris from Nashua. Hello, Chris.
Hey. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, on Wiggy's lead, Bruce Cassidy kind of answered that because he was talking about Bergeron, and he said that he's the face of the team. He's what the Bruins stand for. Hey, Spaz, what do you think about it?
Are you going to ask me a sports question? Oh, get out of here. That's what I think about it. I don't know. Honestly, I know football pretty well.
Okay.
I know a little bit about hoops. I can talk like, they got to get in the paint. That's the way to win. You get in the paint. A little hockey.
I don't think they get in the paint no more. It's more of a perimeter game.
That's why they stink. You don't want to shoot the threes. You want to take it to the hole. When the game's on the line, you got to go for the sure thing. Hockey.
Yeah.
Pucks on net.
Leave hockey to Curtis.
Yeah, that's
Curtis.
On net.
He's the hockey expert.
Mr. Hockey.
The PK, right? You got to have the penalty kill.
Look to your left. Ask him any question you need to know about hockey.
Doesn't know anything about kids and emails, but he knows everything there is to know about hockey.
What an idiot I was, Scott.
You see how many parents texted in and said, Curtis, kids do not check their emails from the schools.
When I have a kid and he's a teenager, he's going to read his email.
Well, he'll be, listen, then you got a good kid, right? You got to have one that's going to be heading
practice, Wiggy, because he'll have my athletic ability.
He'll be headed to somewhere good if he's checking his email. Most kids are like, wow, what's an email? Oh, that thing?
All right. With regard to Wiggy's lead, which is essentially blowing up the Bruins.
No, I didn't say
the core.
I said retool the core.
Yeah, retool the core. Yeah. But that's a huge thing to do.
Right.
That's a huge... So we will get into that coming up in just a little bit. The dumbest of the day at 7:30 on today's show. CNN made an odd odd decision when it comes to personnel, and we'll discuss that at 7:30 during the dumbest of the day. At some point, we got to get to letters to numbnuts because we never got to that letter the other day. So,
this is an all-timer.
Can we do that around 8 or so? Letters to numbnuts?
Yep.
So we'll do that. And then during the 8 o'clock hour this morning, I have Red Sox tickets to give away. So be listening during the 8 o'clock hour, and you could be streaking your way across Fenway Park next week. That is all coming up this morning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.